آگاهی خود، با بصیرت خود، با همت خود، با دست قدرت الهی که دلهای اونها رو بیدار کرد، به دهان همه این مخالفان مشت کوبیدن.
What you are about to watch and hear is a report on an audience given to different groups of people from Azerbaijan by Ayatollah Seyyed Ali Khamenei, the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran. Hello everyone. I would like to welcome my dear brothers and sisters have come to visit us on this great occasion. On the occasion of the 22nd of Bahman, Iranian calendar year, that's February 11th, 1979, auspicious anniversary of the victory of Islamic Revolution in Iran. I'm very happy to see dear people of Tabriz from Azerbaijan province to have taken the trouble of traveling all the way to Tehran to visit us. I'm glad to see this holy place. To be welcoming great people of Tabriz, people who've been known for their revolutionary spirit. I have noticed two special features, two characteristics, specifically belonging to people of Tabriz, to the city of Tabriz, that have to do with great and memorable events in our history, especially when it comes to our history. We remember the constitutional revolution that was triggered in Tabriz. In fact, people of Tabriz have been instrumental in all these historical events. In fact, this anniversary that we are celebrating now, in fact, began in Tabriz, because on the 40th day of the mourning for the victims of people who were killed in Qom, in the holy city of Qom, these mournings were observed by people of our country, and people of Tabriz turned that occasion into a memorable event by staging a great movement. In fact, people of Tabriz were also the ones who fought bravely in the constitutional revolution of our history. In fact, Tabriz, city of Tabriz in Azerbaijan, has been the initiator of a lot of these slogans, which proves the loyalty and the faithfulness of people of Tabriz. Some people start a movement or support a movement, but they don't stay loyal. And sometimes they change in the middle of the road. They either change their mind or they turn around and 180 degrees and deny even the movement. They were part of the supporters of that movement. But people of Tabriz are different people. Tabriz is known for its loyalty to revolutionary ideas. God Almighty in Quran says that the one who stays faithful and loyal and the one who doesn't back off because of the difficulties and hardship will be rewarded greatly by God Almighty. But unfortunately, some people do not follow that path. Some people break their loyalty and they either go away and forget about their goals, or even deny the lofty goals they were supporting. You, the great people of Tabriz, stayed loyal. Late Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution, Islamic Republic of Iran as well in Iran, even though he wasn't very familiar with the character of Tabriz, with the character of people of Tabriz, but Imam knew very well what people of Tabriz did in the beginning of our revolution. And late Imam Khomeini has been quoted as saying that if there was any strife to happen in Tabriz, people of Tabriz will shut the strife up. In fact, that's exactly what happened, and the ex-regime could not put out the fire of the protests in Tabriz. Those young people who didn't witness what happened in Tabriz in the beginning of our revolution, they didn't probably witness the bravery of our martyrs in the 8-year sacred defense. And those young people who probably don't know who Martyr Bakiri was, even though they probably weren't even born in the beginning of the revolution, but they are as loyal as their fathers and their brothers in the past. In fact, today's young people have the same spirit, the spirit that won the 8-year sacred defense. We have to ask a question. Why do we find this spirit of loyalty and bravery in our young people today as well? In fact, our young people are the fruits of the same tree that was planted in a fertile soil long time ago. The roots of this tree is strong. This tree is sturdy and strong, and the branches of this tree has spread all over, and the fruits of this tree this great tree are always there. In fact, euphemistically speaking, these fruits that we are talking about are always enjoyed when the right season comes. There are some movements and some so-called revolutions here and there in different parts of the world, but then they don't have the longevity that our revolution had. Today, the goals of our revolution are still the same as those goals set by late Imam Khomeini, our leader and the founder of the revolution. Those goals were the same goals that our people had, and that's why people welcomed Imam Khomeini's ideals. And they worked hard in order to achieve those goals. This was not a small event. This was a great feat achieved by our people. In fact, our nature, man's nature, is in a way that when he hears messages or goals that in fact are set by people like late Imam Khomeini, initiated by God's words, these goals are accepted by the people. Now that we are celebrating the 31st anniversary of the revolution, we can see the spirit of greatness on our streets. Not only we don't see any change in the spirit, the great spirit, not only this spirit is as strong as it has ever been, it's even stronger. When you throw a stone to the water, you see the ripples, small waves, produced by that stone, by that piece of pebble. And as it approaches the shores, it'll die out. So we should ask ourselves, what kind of movement was it that never stops? The ripples still go on. This event can be compared to the incident, the event that happened in Karbala in the year 61 of Hijra, where Imam Hussein was martyred, his 72 followers were all massacred, and Imam Hussein's family was taken prisoner. And now, after almost 1,000 years, this incident is still being talked about, not just by Shiites, the followers of Imam Hussein, but also non-Muslims talk about Imam Hussein and his martyrdom, a name that shines like the sun. The message that is a guiding light for the people, still, today. In fact, as time went by, this message, the message of Imam Hussein was cleared. But the enemy tries to show this incident not in the correct light, in a good light. And unfortunately, there are some people, even though they are not considered as the enemies, as the enemy, but they still talk the same way as our enemy does. If they were right in saying that the revolution has lost steam, then how could we justify the great celebrations all over the country and the great movement of our people? If they were correct in their assessment of the revolution, then how come other countries are copying our revolution? We should not listen to what the politicians and the heads of the governments here and there say, the negative things they say about our revolution. Look at the people, look at the nations, and ordinary people all over the world that have accepted the ideals of our revolution, and they are striving to achieve those goals as well. So we should commit ourselves to stay loyal to the lofty goals of the revolution and our leader, late Imam Khomeini. This way, as Quran says, will be rewarded, not only in this life, but also in life hereafter. In fact, in this life, we will achieve and we will be rewarded materially, and in life hereafter, in the other life, we will also be rewarded. God forbid, if we stop along the way and pay attention to our inner desires and forget about our goals, we should remember that the revolution is like a train that will go on traveling on that rail. We know from history those people who confronted the lofty goals of the revolution. In fact, they lost, and they were at loss. They may think that criticizing Islamic revolution will provide them with something, but they're mistaken. You saw millions of people who took to the streets and staged the great rallies all over the country. Our enemies and people who are against Islamic revolution had different plans, and they were hoping that people wouldn't turn up and celebrate this occasion. They had worked for a long time to somehow blemish this great celebration of the February 11th, the 22nd of Bahman, the 31st anniversary of Islamic revolution. They had predicted that there will be fights on the streets. In fact, they were hoping that on the 22nd of Bahman, there will be even a civil war, fight between people. This was how they had planned and hoped for. That's what they were hoping for. They were hoping that they could show the world that people of Iran have changed their minds about helping the achievements of lofty goals of the Islamic revolution, and they were going to stay at home and not show up. But the great nation of Iran, our great people, who are insightful, and they know exactly how to fight the enemies. In fact, they dealt a heavy blow to the enemy. people of Tabriz in an audience with the Supreme Leader of Islamic Republic of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, showing their support for the regime. Now, people of our country proved that our enemies were wrong. The United States president kept saying that they support the Iranian people. They kept saying that people of Iran are against the system, against the Islamic system in Iran. But when they saw millions of people who turned up on the streets and supported the revolution, they were disappointed. And unfortunately, there were some people inside the country, because of their negligence or because of their ignorance, and some people out of enmity with the Islamic revolution in Iran, talked against the celebrations of the 22nd of people. They kept saying that they support people of Iran rather than the system. But when they saw what happened on the streets, they were disappointed. In fact, they lost sight because they were deluding themselves, and in fact they were probably trying to show that they don't know any better, and they were pretending that people of Iran have changed their minds about supporting the Islamic system in Iran. But they saw with their own eyes what happened on that celebration. People of our great nation, by coming to the streets in millions, they proved that our enemies were wrong. The heads of the world arrogance, the officials of arrogant powers, keep talking against our revolution and against our people, and they try to show that the world community is against the Islamic Republic of Iran. I wonder who they're talking about. In fact, these officials belong to only a few countries, Western countries, where even their own people are against their leaders. Well, if you're talking about those few leaders and the heads of the Zionist cartels and multinationals, well, they are against our revolution. Well, let them oppose our revolution. They're right. They should oppose us, in fact. Because when the world capitalism that acted like an octopus in Iran were kicked out of this country, they started opposing our system. There are only a few governments, a few arrogant and government and some oppressors here and there in the world that are against our revolution. Well, I guess they're right. In fact, the people in their own countries are opposing their leaders. But they dare not show their opposition. In fact, they tell us, they send us messages that they are opposing their leaders. But we in the Islamic Republic of Iran are not afraid of those heads of the arrogant countries. We are opposing the domineering forces in the world. We oppose those few leaders of the few countries in the world that are trying to dominate all other countries and determine the fate of other nations. Of course we oppose them, and we are not going to allow them to achieve their goals. They use human rights issues in order to put pressure on other countries. But everyone in the world knows very well that they are lying. They have sent their officials to the Persian Gulf region in order to spread these negative words about Iran. They keep saying that Iran is after atomic bomb. Nobody believes what they're saying. Nobody will believe those liars that are saying that they are worried about the interests of the people of the region. Everyone knows that those leaders in those arrogant systems have been plundering the resources of the region, of the countries. They had stockpiled their weapons in the countries of the region, and they have plundered the petrodollars in the countries of the region. In fact, those countries, the arrogant powers of the world, are the ones that have invaded Afghanistan, Iraq. They have been killing people in these countries, and they have spread their fangs to Pakistan even. And then they talk about the Islamic Republic of Iran, and they try to deface us. But everyone in the region and in the world knows very well that the Islamic Republic of Iran is after peace, tranquility, and also the strength and dignity of the people in the region and in the world. Their shuttle diplomacy in the region is not going to bear any fruits. They have been plotting against Islamic Republic of Iran for the last 30 years, and they have been defeated 30 times. And this year, people of Iran, our great nation, showed that they are as resolved as ever to defeat the arrogant powers of the world, and that's exactly what happened on the February 11th, 2010. What happened in Iran after the 10th presidential election, which was caused by the stupidity of some people, created by the lack of knowledge by some people, according to our enemies, weakened our revolution and our system, but in fact, it is totally the other way around. In fact, after what happened, the strife that was created after the presidential elections in Iran, people became as strong as ever, and then our people once again found out that any time our revolution is under threat, they take to the streets and defend our system. And with the help of God, in the future, our people will defend our revolution as strong as ever. And they will achieve in different areas, in the scientific